今天很高兴请到葛师母特别跟我分享信息。葛师母有四个孩子，四个都在台湾出生，一个现在在北京当牧师，在北京大学教书当牧师，另外三个女儿都做服侍的工作，一个在香港做那个单身妈妈的儿童之家。我们今天请到大家为我们分享信息，请三位姐妹为她做中文翻译。
What a beautiful day it is today. And this is the day we remember our mothers.
今天是我们要纪念我们母亲的日子。
When we think of mothers, we think of sacrifice.
当我们想到母亲的时候，我们就想到她为我们做的牺牲。
Always giving.
永远是一直给我们。
So today we honor them and their memory.
所以我们今天要向我们所有的母亲致上最高的敬意。
You know there are 10 commandments.
在圣经里面有十诫。
And one of them is with a promise.
有一条是带着应许的诫命。
And that one is to honor your father and your mother.
而那条诫命就是说要孝敬父母。
That it may go well with you.
使你得福，在世长寿。
And that you will enjoy long life on this earth.
就是在世长寿。
So I think the Chinese people, among all other races, are people who honor the elderly and their parents in a beautiful, beautiful, loving way.
所以中国人跟其他的种族的人比较起来，我们是特别懂得孝敬父母，而且会用一种很美丽的方式来对待我们父母亲。
And today I want to honor my own mother and my own parents and grandparents.
今天我自己要把我的我自己的我要为我自己的母亲还有我自己的祖父母们献上感谢，向他们献上最高的敬意。
My great great grandparents were pioneers to America.
我的祖母曾祖母他们是从外国移民到美国来的。
They came for two reasons.
他们到美国来有两个理由。
One was for more opportunity for their families.
第一个是因为来到美国对他们的家人来说会有更多的机会。
And the other one was freedom of worship.
第二个理由是他们来到美国是为了要追求敬拜主的一个自由。
So my great great grandparents came in 1867.
所以我的曾曾曾祖父母们他们是1867年来到美国的。
And the Lord gave them this wonderful verse.
所以那时候他们来的时候神给他们一个非常好的一个金句。
He said, I've set before you an open door and no one can shut it.
这句神的话就是说当我为你开一扇门的时候是没有任何人可以把它给关上的。
Because you've kept my word,And you have not denied my name.
因为你遵守我的应许，而且你从不拒绝我从不拒绝我的名。
So they came in a covered wagon with two horses.
所以他们那时候来的时候，他们是乘着这样的一个马车。
And they had to cross America that way.
他们就横跨整个美国，用这样的一辆小马车来。
Just imagine how hard that was for them.
想看看那有多么的艰辛。
But the promise was when they reached Nebraska, they could have free land.
那时候的神给他们的应许是说，当你们这样跨越整个美洲来到Nebraska, 那 Nebraska 一个美国的州，那时候的时候你们会有你们应得的地。
And if they arrived there, they would be given 80 acres of land.But the condition was they had to plow the land, they had to become farmers, and raise crops for 5 years.
所以那时候神跟他们应许说，当他们到达那个 Nebraska 那个州的时候，神应许要给他们英亩的地给他们。可是他们要为了要得到这88英亩的地，他们必须要有5年的时间，很辛苦的工作，辛苦的耕种，自己种自己的农作物，才会得到他们所要的东西。
And so they traveled in that covered wagon in winter time, on trails through Indian territories.And snowstorms, it was a very horrendous trip for them of many, many weeks.
Okay, 所以当他们横跨美洲的时候，就用这样一辆小马车横跨的时候，他们经过无数的艰辛，气候的艰难，让他们就是经历了千辛万苦。
But they finally reached there and they built a house out of sod, out of the earth.
他们终于到达了目的地，那在那里他们就亲手胼手之足用土泥土盖了 一栋土屋为他们自己的家人。
But the first thing they wanted to do was build a church.
当他们要盖东西之前，第一件事情他们想要做的是要先盖一个教堂。
Other pioneers were arriving and they all wanted to worship God.
其他的那些拓荒者他们也到达那边，他们也都需要来敬拜神。
And so they built this church and it exists today, 130 years later. It's still there.
所以他们盖的那个教堂到现在已经130年之后了，现在还存在那个地方。
And my grandfather was one of the pastors of that church.
我的祖父是那个教会里面在当时的一个牧师。
And you see this picture of all my ancestors. My great-great-grandmother had 11 children. And my great-grandmother had 10 children.
所以你看到这张照片是他的曾曾曾祖母，那个曾祖母有11个小孩，然后他的曾祖母有10个小孩。
This picture has 3 generations.
这个照片里面有三代同堂。
All Christians, all of Jesus.
全部都是基督徒，全部都很爱耶稣。
And altogether 5 generations of people who love God.
总共到现在他们有五代人都是非常爱耶稣。
And now with our children and our grandchildren, that's 7 generations of Christians. Praise God.
所以现在包括我的孩子还有我的孙子，就是我孩子的孩子，我们总共有七代一直没有停止的在敬拜神。
So this verse in Psalms says, from everlasting to everlasting,The Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant, remember to obey his precepts. Psalm 103.
所以在诗篇里面103篇17到18节说，但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙，就是那些遵守他的约，纪念他的教，他的训词而遵行的人。
And what impressed me about these people, and as I read their letters and all the different things that were left to me, I was impressed with their caring attitudes.
在我看到我所有家族里面所传下来的所有的书信里面，我自己觉得印象很深的是他们对人的关怀，还有他们那个爱的态度。
How they cared for their mothers.
他们每一个人都让我看到他们对他们的母亲是多么的尊重。
And you know, our Lord Jesus was the best example for us of one who cared for his mother.
我们的主耶稣为我们设立一个非常好的榜样，他就是第一个教导我们他是怎么样去爱护、去尊敬他的母亲的一个人。
You remember when he was on the cross, dying, bearing all the sins of the world?
Yeah, 大家记得耶稣在钉在十字架上的时候，他担待我们所有的罪。在十字架上，他说
：“He looked down and he saw his mother。”
他从十字架上往下俯瞰，他看到他的母亲玛利亚在那边。
And he said, "Dear woman, behold your son."
耶稣看到他母亲，他对那个妇人说：“母亲，看你的儿子。
”And then he looked to the side and he saw his dear friend.John.
他又往旁边看，看到约翰，门徒约翰。
And he said to John, "Behold your mother."
他跟约翰讲说，你看，这是你的母亲。
And from that day forth, the Bible tells us, John took the mother of Jesus into his home.
从那个时候开始，因为耶稣这样子的一个教，跟他这一席话，约翰从此就把耶稣的母亲接到他家中去，善待他，好好的接待他。
And there's another wonderful story in the Bible about Ruth, and she cared for her mother-in-law.
圣经里面还有一个很美好的典范，就是在路德记里面的路德，他展示给我们看他是怎么样来尊敬他的婆婆。
Now, in American culture, sometimes there are a lot of jokes about mothers-in-law.
在美国的文化里面，我们常常拿岳母来开玩笑。
Maybe the Chinese have it too with their popo. I've heard some of those stories.
我们中国人也是常常拿婆婆来开玩笑。
But this woman, her mother became a widow. She was a widow, and yet she wanted to go with her mother-in-law.
但圣经里面这位人物叫路德，她的婆婆自己是个寡妇，然后她自己也是个寡妇，可是她却执意她要跟随她的婆婆。
And you see what she said to Naomi? She said, "I will go wherever you go."
她跟她的婆婆拿俄米说。你去哪里，我也要去哪里。
I'll live wherever you live.
你在哪里，我也在哪里住宿。
Your people will be my people.
你所你的子民就是我的子民。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And so through this very easy, simple thing, this caring attitude, God did a wonderful, wonderful thing for Ruth.
就因为她这样懂得敬畏婆婆的态度，神透过她这样的态度，非常祝福路德她这个人的一生。
Not only is there a book in the Bible about Ruth, but she became in the lineage of the Lord Jesus. The lineage.
不但是在圣经里面有特别一个章节是在讲述路德这一个才德的妇人，而且路德也在耶稣的家谱里面留了一个名。
30 generations later，
在他之后的三十代，第三十代。
Isn't that wonderful？
呀，就是。
Because she cared for her mother-in-law。
耶稣就是从他生的他的三十代之后出现，就是我们的主耶稣基督。那会有这样的结果，就是因为在他那时候的一个态度，他是这么的敬畏神。
There's another verse in the Bible that tells us we are to care for widows and orphans.
在圣经里面还有特别一个经节教导我们要关怀寡妇跟孤儿。
Now this really came home to me when my motherbecame a widow when she was 45.
这个章节特别对我说话，在我妈妈45岁，我妈妈变成寡妇的那一年。
My dad died suddenly.
我爸爸突然就在那一年去世了。
He was the only wage earner in our family.
他是我们家所有的经济来源。
I was very young, my sister was 11, and we had our grandma with us.
那时候我很年轻。Your sister,
11.
哦，我姐姐才十一岁，而且那时候我的祖母跟我们住在一起。
And it was the church that came and cared for us at that very, very important time of our lives.
那时候虽然很辛苦、很艰辛，可是对我们伸援手的就是教会的弟兄姐妹。
And I really learned what a caring church was all about when I was young.
所以在我年轻的那一年，我就很深刻地感受到，当一个教会施展他们爱心的时候，对我的生命产生多大的改变。
All the comfort, the gifts, the visits, everything they did to make it an easier time for us in our grief.
教会所给我们的帮助，包括在物品上面的，包括在精神上面的安慰，都让我们能够度过那个艰苦的时期。
And you know this church.Is a caring church.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？我们现在所属的教会也是一个充满了关怀、充满了爱的教会。
If you just look around the room, you will see someone that cares for you.
如果你放眼望去，你一定可以找到有很关心你的弟兄姐妹。
This church is very special because we have lay leadership in our church. Lay leadership. We don't have paid.
OK， 我们这里面大部分都是平信徒。
And so everyone is busy with their professions, but yet here serving the Lord and caring for other people.
我们大部分弟兄姐妹都有自己的工作，有自己的职业，可是愿意在神的家中彼此互相帮忙，来照顾彼此。
And I'm so thankful for this church.
我真的是为这样。我真的是为大家这样子愿意奉献你们自己来献上感谢。
And I want to take this opportunity and thank you for your loving kindness to Alan and myself.
我真的是要借这个机会来特别谢谢在座的弟兄姐妹，尤其是你们对我本身还有我的先生葛牧师我们的照顾跟爱护。
You've blessed us so much.
你们对我们真的是有很大的祝福。
You notice in this verse, the other part is to care for orphans.
还有我们这段经文讲到说要关怀寡妇，还有一个重点是要关怀孤儿。
When we lived in Taiwan, there was an orphanage just down the road.
在我们在台湾传道的时候，我们家住处不远就有一个孤儿院。
And my little girl, Gretchen, went over to that orphanage almost every day.
我有一个女儿叫 Gretchen， 她的爱心感动让她每天都跑到那个孤儿院去。
She loved those little babies.
她很喜欢孤儿院里面那些小婴儿。
And so she asked the ones in charge if she could bring a baby home every weekend.
所以她到那边去的时候，她就跟孤儿院里面的负责人说，每到礼拜六、礼拜天的时候，你可以让我每一次带一个婴儿回家去，来照顾她一下。
And they said, oh, sure, that's fine, go ahead.
所以孤儿院的负责人就说，好啊，没问题啊。
So she would, on her bicycle, put the little baby behind her back.
所以她就每次到礼拜六、礼拜天就用一个小脚踏车，后面就载了一个小婴孩回家。
So from Friday to Sunday, we always had a little baby in our home.
所以每个礼拜五到礼拜天，我们家都是有一个小 baby 的。
Well, the little babies noticed, so they all wanted to come. And when she would appear, they'd go,
所以那个小 baby 后来认得他了，每个小 baby 就是他们看到他的时候都把双手展开要这个 Gretchen 来抱他们。
So she decided when she was thinking of a career she wanted to be a social worker.
所以当他在成长的过程中，他在选他的职业的时候，他的目标就想要成为一个社会工作者，因为可以帮助人。
And to work with children.
而且他的目标是要帮助那些小朋友。
So when she and her husband went to Hong Kong,That's the first thing she looked for, a place where she could establish a type of an orphanage.
所以当她那个先生他们两个到香港去定居的时候，她的第一个目标就是她一定要找到一个孤儿院，在那里她可以来实行她自己的一个愿望。
And she noticed there were many young girls, 13, 14 years of age, who were having abortions because their families did not want them to have babies.
所以他在那边他特别看到一个，就是说有很好多十三十四岁的女孩，她们就已经需要堕胎，就因为她们还年轻，那怀了孕之后她们父母亲不愿意她们把孩子留住。
So she and her co-workers made a home for all these young girls who are expecting babies to come for 9 months free of charge, have their babies, and then perhaps give them up for adoption.
OK, 所以他的事工是他跟他的同工在那个孤儿院里面，他们就是特别来预备地方，让这些十三十四岁的那个年轻妈妈他们能够到那个孤儿院里面去带去那个地方待产。那九个月待产完了之后，他还帮他安排，如果小孩子需要有人领养的话，可以让这个领养的程序可以更加的顺利。
So over the 20 years, thousandsOf precious little children are in Christian families all over the world.
就因为他这样的爱心，各样的事工，在过去几年里面，大概有上千的婴儿透过他们这样的爱心，现在被领养在基督徒的家庭里面。这些家庭大概是全世界都有。
And then they decided she and her husband to adopt 4 little orphans themselves, Chinese little children.
他跟他的先生自己本身也以身作则，他们领养了四个小孩，四个中国人，中国小孩。
So the oldest one now is 16, getting ready soon for college here in the U.S.
所以他们最大领养最大的那个现在已经快要16岁了，已经快要准备回到美国来上大学了。
So over the years, I've learned many lessons.Long time.
所以过去的这一些年份，我真的是学到很多宝贵的功课跟教训。
Not only caring for people, but as I think about it, I think listening, be a listener, is so important.
过去这些年让我学习真的要怎么样去关怀人，同时我也学到一个教训，是我们必须有一个愿意聆听的耳朵。
You see that verse? Be quick to listen. and not to speak, slow to speak and slow to become angry. What a lesson for us.
大家看看经雅各书一章十九节，圣经的教训是，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
And as we raise children, listening is so important on the part of the parent.
当我们在抚养小孩长大的时候，怎么样聆听你的孩子，这是一个非常重要的功课。
Especially in the teenage years.
特别是当他们在青少年的时期。
We learned this in Taiwan with our school when there were 4 suicides among our young graduates.
我在台湾的时候，我们就有一年里面就在这个年轻人当中有四个小孩子他们自杀了。
They were 18 years of age.
他们大概都才18岁而已。
And they said a lot of the problem was with loneliness.
他们说最主要他们会自杀的原因都是因为他们觉得他们很孤单，很寂寞。
And I think that is true in today's society. You see, the ones who are getting into trouble are somewhat loners.
到那样的情况到现在仍旧一样，常常有一些你看到出状况有闹事的小孩，他们大部分都是那种比较孤单的小孩，他们的social 交际能力比较差的。
I've worked in public school for some years up to recently when I retired.In public school.
我在公立学校教书教了 好多年，到 前几年我才退休。
And I saw the pressure that a lot of these children were under.
我亲眼看到这些年轻孩子他们身上所带有的压力。
I even had some students who had come from Asia all alone at 7 years of age.
我甚至有看到我的学生他们是从亚洲到这边来，才七岁就一个人只身在美国。
And they would talk to me about the difficult times they were going through.
他们亲口对我说他们在美国生活有多么的艰辛，多么的困难。
And I was able to get them to express their feelings on paper by drawing a picture of their home as they remembered it.
当他们这样孤单寂寞的时候，我的方式是我让他们用绘画的方式表达出来他们对家里的想念，所以我邀请他们每个人把他们想念中的家用图画画出来表达出来给我看。
And they were so happy to do that. And also when they would draw pictures of their parents and brothers and sisters far, far away.
所以呢，他们就用透过这样的方式，他们的图画里面会很仔细的画出他的爸爸、他的妈妈，还有他的兄弟姐妹，虽然他们都不在他的身边。
Now most of these students did well. They adjusted. They learned English. But some of them were very, very lonely.
那些小朋友里面有一些最后调试的非常好，那英文也慢慢的变好，可是还是有少部分他们在调试过程非常的困难。
So it taught me to be an encourager.
就因为这样的环境让我慢慢的学会怎么样去鼓励人。
It's so easy to find something wrong, isn't it?
我们非常容易就可以找到别人的错误。
But an encouraging word means so much to each of us.
可是对别人说鼓励的话，这是非常对每个人来说都很重要的。
I remember meeting this elderly missionary lady in Taiwan.And every time I met her, I was very happy, and I was full of energy, and I would say hello.
我记得在台湾，我碰到一个传道人，有一个姐妹，一个老姐妹。每次碰到她的时候，我都非常的兴奋，非常心情非常的开心。
And she would say, "Oh, you look so tired."
然后那个姐妹就会跟我讲说，哦，你看起来怎么这么累呀？
And so all of a sudden, I felt weak.And tired.
所以我本来很高兴，她这样一跟我讲之后，我马上就觉得说，哦，对哦，我是真的很累，然后很辛苦。
And every time she saw me, she said the same thing also to other people.
所以她每次看到我，她就跟我说，你看起来非常累。然后对别人讲完，她常常第一句话就说，哎，你看起来很累。
So I learned to tell people, oh, you look great. You did a good job encouraging them.
所以我学习的是说，当我每次看到人的时候，我跟他们讲的就是比较正面的话，说，哎，你今天看起来很好，尽量来鼓励他们。
And then, lastly, what I've really learned over these many, many years is to pray always. pray always.
最后我要跟大家分享的是，在过去这些年的经验里面，有一件很重要的事情是，不管碰到什么样的事情，都要祷告。
As I think back, this the prayer became most important when our son was 10 years old.
祷告对我们来说是一个非常好的经历。有一次是当我的儿子十岁的时候。
He suddenly became very sick.
他突然病得非常的重。
And we took him to our local clinic in Taichung.
我们把他带到在那时候他们在台湾的台中，所以他们把他带到当地的一个小医院里面去。
It was an old Japanese style house.
那个小医院是一个医生公馆，是一个就是日本式的那个医生公馆。
And the dear doctor took a look at John, examined him, and he said, "I have to operate immediately."
那个医生看了我的儿子 John 以后，他就说他必须要马上开刀。
He said his appendix has to come out.
他说他有盲肠炎，马上就要开刀把它割除。
And so he went into this little operating room, and he invited Alan to come in too and stand beside him to watch.
所以他马上就请葛牧师进到房间里面去，然后请葛师母去坐到旁边，在旁边观察，在旁边看。
But as he began the surgery, all of a sudden, he saw the appendix had burst.
当他在开刀的时候，就突然间就看到那个盲肠，盲肠炎那个小盲肠就突然爆开了。
And Alan began to faint.
所以那个葛牧师当场就昏倒了。
And the doctor said, "Go out quickly, go out, go out."
那个医生怕影响，就说你赶快出去好了。
And so Alan came out crying, and he said, "Oh, we have to pray for John. His appendix burst."
所以那个葛牧师赶快跟葛师母出去，他们说我们现在真的要迫切祷告，因为他的那个盲肠现在就这样子裂掉了。
And a long time later, this dear doctor came out of the room holding our son in his arms.
我们觉得等了很久很久以后，终于医生把门打开了，他手上抱着就是我们宝贝的小约翰。
And he said, "I don't know if he's going to make it."
然后医生说，我并不知道他有没有办法复原。
So for 5 days and 5 nights, we sat by John's bedside in that little tiny place.
所以就是之后的五天五夜，我们两个夫妇日以继夜就守候在我们儿子这样的床边。
And just prayed and prayed and prayed.
我们就是昼夜不断的祷告。
And on day six,
在五天过后第六天。
John opened his eyes and he said, "I'm going to be okay, mommy."
那个小约翰感谢神，他张开了眼睛，第一句话就跟葛师母说：“妈妈，我会没有问题，不要担心。”
And at that moment, I said, "Lord, here is my son. You take him. You lead him wherever you want to. He's yours."
那时候我真的是充满感恩，我相信这是神的奇迹，所以我就跟神说。主啊，这是我的孩子，是你拯救的，所以从今以后他在你的手中，你要带他到哪里去，你要怎么使用他，他全是你的人了。
And so we're so blessed to know that John for the last 20 years has been in China serving God with his family.
所以我们过去20年，我们的小约翰，就是大家知道的葛中牧师，过去20年在中国各个地方在服侍我们中国人，中国的同胞。
He's 44 years old now and in very good health.
他现在已经44岁了，可是他身体非常的健康。
He travels to Tibet, to Mongolia, to Kashi, way over in West China. No problem.
OK, 他到西藏去布道，他到蒙古去。Where is Kashi?
Kashgar. It's up near the border near.Afghanistan, Pakistan,
OK, 有个他是阿富汗的一个比较边界的地方，就是边疆民族都充满了约翰的就是葛中的脚步。
So God really answered the prayer, but you know some prayers we can pray for a long time and there isn't an answer.
所以神真的是倾听我们祷告的神，可是弟兄姐妹，有时候我们祷告需要经历蛮长的时间。
Alan and I have been praying for some things for 50 years.
葛牧师跟我曾经为一件事情祷告了50年。
And still, Not the way we would like it, perhaps.
Okay, 到现在神还是没有照我们祷告的方式来成就。
But have you ever prayed for something really hard and never happened, and then later on you said, "Oh, I'm so glad that that prayer didn't happen." You know,
弟兄姐妹有过这样的经验，就是你为一件事情非常迫切的祷告，祷告很久，直到最后事情发展的样子，你会突然感谢神，说：“哦，还好神没有垂听我的祷告。”
And this wonderful, wonderful verse about not to be anxious about anything, but pray about everything.
在圣经里面有一个金句跟我们讲说，我们大家先不要。凡事应该一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And when we do that, then the peace comes. But we first have to give it to Him.
所以，当我们要神这样垂听祷告的时候，我们要先把我们的一切重担卸给神，然后他的平安才会临到我们。
And God hears every prayer.
神是倾听我们每一个人祷告。
And He recognizes our voice.
而且神认得我们每一个人的声音。
And there's a wonderful song that begins with ching ching ping, boy, how ching ching ching. We're going to have the praise team come now.
我们请敬拜赞美团弟兄姐妹一起
上台。We're going to sing that song together. And just think in your mind.
弟兄姐妹，我们一起起立，我们一起来唱这首歌。叫做轻轻听。
How our mothers have cared for us, we give them our honor, and God cares for us, and we want to hear His voice.
我们母亲这样照顾我们，就像我们天父照顾我们一样，所以我们现在要仔细的聆听父神要对我们说什么样的话。
Mother's Day, we commit ourselves once again to you.
天父，今天在母亲节的当日，我们要再一次在你面前奉献我们每一个人的心智。
Help us to be caring people all the time.
主帮助我们一直都是一个愿意关怀人的人。
Listen to what people are saying.
主让我们有一个愿意聆听的耳朵。
And encourage one another.
让我们能够多讲鼓励人的话。
And I want to thank you just now for Sunny who's helped me with translation, for all those who have prayed for me.
也谢谢你今天早上与我们同在。
May the Lord go with us now as we part and have lunch together. Make it a wonderful day, especially for all the mothers who are here.
天父，我们现在就要离去，要准备去用爱宴，求你祝福我们散去的脚步，祝福我们今天的母亲节。
And may the blessing of the Lord be upon each one here.
愿天父的祝福临到在座的每一个弟兄姐妹跟每一个好朋友。
God bless you all.
神祝福每一个弟兄姐妹。
Amen.
感谢主。Amen.轻轻听，
轻轻听，我要轻轻听，我要这听不出声音。轻轻听，我要轻轻听，我的牧人认得我声音。
你会牧养他们，会看管他们，我们所有的供应都来自你，因为你是耶和华以勒。主，我所有的得胜都是来自你，因为你是耶和华尼西，我得胜的旌旗。主，祝福现在今天我所有的母亲们，让他们在这里能够吃喝快乐。主，是你赏赐给我们的，我们就感恩着领受。祝福我们今天主日的聚会，也祝福我们等一下交通的时间。愿再来的这一周，我所有的弟兄姐妹都有一个得胜的生命。谢谢父神与我们同在。孩子们，这样的感恩祷告是奉靠救主耶稣的圣名。阿门。我们今天聚会到这里结束。